Off the Ball Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
John McGrath, I think I caught you on the pitch in Cusick Park. You won a man the match award in the Munster Championship. Did you see this coming as a Tipperary hurler this year, All-Ireland champion?
I think a lot of people would be lying if you said you saw it coming. I suppose you're hoping in a lot of ways, and in the background you definitely have a belief, and you know the ability is there, I suppose. But it would have been hard to say you saw this coming after the last couple of years. I suppose a lot of our focus early on in the year was really about we wanted to get back competing, and like, I suppose when you do that, then you kind of have to see where it takes you. And yeah, certainly, and I'd say even in our wildest dreams, you wouldn't have dreamt up yesterday's result, really. But unbelievable, yeah.
Talk to me about yourself. Like, you had an unbelievable year with the club last year in the winter. You start every championship game. Did you expect that this year, like, being part of that? I know Noel is coming on in a lot of games. Did you expect to be a starter at 14 and to do what you did?
I was actually just thinking it even there last night and this morning. Like, I played a handful of league games, came on in a couple of the league games, started one league game, didn't play the league final any shape or form.
What happened? Was it that goal in the Limerick game that just sparked your summer?
Yeah, I suppose, look, the lads probably took a little bit of a chance on me in the first round championship. And like that, I suppose, you get a little bit of luck. Little bit of breaks, I suppose, and the few goals in that game probably gave me huge confidence in that to drive on for the rest of the year. Then
last one, because you've got to hop into a car here into town. The goals yesterday, right? I watching you score a goal against Kilkenny in an All Ireland final. You had a bit of time and a bit of space to control that ball on the ground and do it. Like, there's it's in the head as well, some of this, John. Like, staying in the game and being ready for those moments.
100%. You're only really getting half chances a lot of the time at this level. And when they arrive, you have to take them, or it just, like, you don't get a second. Like, it's gone from you if you don't take them. So, look, I suppose maybe the bit of experience and that over the years stands to you in moments like that, because... while a few people remarked it looked calm in what I was doing, the head was going 90, and you just kind of have to take a breath and get going again.
When the ball's in the air from Owen Connolly, Tommy Walsh nudged me in the press box and said, look at John McGrath. It was like slow motion. Was it slow motion in your head?
I'm trying to even remember it there now, but we actually, there was one or two little balls like that were kind of dropping short during the game. Just probably with the way the wind was and that, and there was a couple of half opportunities there. Jason had one in the first half disallowed. So yeah, just got the nudge on it and in over the line.
Well, there's a couple of boys nudging you to get into the car here. John McGrath, thanks for your time. Appreciate it and well done.
Thanks, Tommy.
I'm thrilled to be joined by a very fresh Andrew Ormond, All-Ireland champion. How are you?
Great, Tommy. I'm absolutely delighted now this morning. I suppose, to put it into words, I suppose you're just thrilled for the group, thrilled for the management team, for the players that you trained with all year. Very excited now to get back to Thurles today, and it's just great.
Yeah, that homecoming is going to be special later on today. Talking to Conor Stapleton and Louise Shelley earlier at the end of our chat, and said there's still a homecoming to come, and they got so excited. Can you, for people at home that don't quite get it, or maybe haven't been a part of a winning team or a championship winning team, what are the moments like after the game when you're looking at your teammates, whether it be on the field or in the dressing room or at the banquet, yeah, and you know what you've just achieved?
I suppose we were saying this earlier, you're trying to soak it all in, you're trying to stay on the field for a little bit longer, meet everyone you want to meet, your parents, your family, obviously your teammates are the first people you meet, and that's great because they're the guys you soldier with for the whole year. But it's euphoric feeling to get over the line and win an All-Ireland Championship. I suppose in Tipperary we've seen it growing up, we've seen great players winning All-Irelands, and to join that that kind of status now is surreal.
It's amazing. You had a number of, and you're part of the fellas in your mid-20s, right? Yeah. So you're in your prime, okay? There's a few of you like that. But you had a nice mix of the boys with experience. Mikey Breen was 2 All-Irelands, Jason Ford, yeah, Noel Rana was 4. Sorry, Mikey and Jason was 3 now. But, you had a class with them. Jake, Willie Connors were involved back in the day as well. You you and your group hadn't though. You'd won 20s, you'd won minors, there was club success along the way, I'm sure there was a bit of college success there, thereabouts. You were in the mix, but and there's all the talent was there. How much did the experience help you?
I suppose, like, it was great to have the experience of the older lads, and we had seen what they can do winning All-Irelands. Noel, that's his fourth All-Ireland, and the rest of the boys had got three, you know, like Seamus Kennedy, Mikey Breen, Ron O'Mair, Jason Ford, John McGrath, like, just, they're unbelievable to have around the dressing room. And then, of course, you have the younger lads coming through then, the likes of the Daras, the Sams, the Oisins, who are carefree, and they just love Ireland. And I suppose then there was that middle group, I suppose, the lads who had, you know, entered into their mid-20s, I suppose, and probably hadn't done it for Tipperary, you know, and that was probably put down to us last year, you know, that we kind of needed to take this team on a little bit now, this group. And, you know, I think subconsciously, nothing was said, but I think subconsciously that group of players became leading figures this year, particularly with the likes of Jake, Brian O'Mara, Craig Morgan, Conor Stakelin.
There's Owen Connolly.
There's, you know, and I'm delighted for that group of players, because I suppose maybe in Tipperary people would have thought that the window was kind of closing for some of those players, that you know, it was time to move a few lads on or whatever, and go with a different group of players. But you know, like I said earlier, we've worked with Liam and Mikey since we're 15, 16, 17 years of age, and I'm just thrilled for Liam and Mikey in particular that, like, you know, there was no one putting microphones in our face last year. Liam had to go out and face, I suppose, we call it the mob, I suppose, but he did that, and we backed him and he backed us, and just so delighted for him, thrilled for himself and Mikey in particular.
Yeah, I've interviewed Liam a few times. First time really hearing Mikey Beavens was last night, speaking to Joanne Cantwell on the stage at the banquet, which was kind of a lovely way to get properly introduced to him, because he's there as a coach of an All-Ireland winning team. You spoke a lot about the connection in the group between the sides. Before you answer me on that, can you talk to me about the two of them and just give us an insight in it? Like, I've spoken to him a few times. You get the character of the man. You get how genuine and honest he is. He gives a shout out to his mum and dad the second he's off the field. He needs to be talking about Dylan Quirk straight afterwards. He's got him on his chest during the game too. Talk to us about the man that led you here.
I suppose Liam is probably one of the most genuine hurling men out there. He's just such an honest, genuine man. I suppose you can see that with him on the line when things are going great, when things aren't going great. Like, he's just brilliant. He's just brilliant to rally his troops. I suppose with him, he probably brings a lot of motivation to us throughout the year when we needed it. And you know, he's able to keep on top of lads when they're not maybe reaching heights that he thinks they are. But he just, you know, himself and Mikey, they make you realise your potential, probably both on and off the field, you know, and that's probably the greatest compliment I can pay to the two of them.
Is there a good cop, bad cop element, or are they bad cop, bad cop?
I know, good cop, good cop. No, look, the boys know, like, how to manage their players. Like, they're very good. Like, they don't just manage everybody the same. They manage everyone differently, and you know, like, you could be, especially in the earlier part of the year, like, you could be in and out of the team or whatever, and you know, the lads are always keeping you in check and keeping you updated with feedback, which, that's great. And I suppose David Herty and Declan Laffin, TJ Ryan, there's plenty of lads back there as well to offer feedback, so it's great.
Andrew Orman, you've been incredibly good with your time. I'm sure your club are incredibly proud of you, the family, everyone, the squad. I'm sure you're so proud of yourself. Congratulations on becoming an All-Ireland champion, and savour the next couple of hours and days and weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks a million.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.